I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and we are definitely confused today.
That's right, but that's what it's all about.
Yep. In the studio with us today, Richard Zadow of the Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience.
Hi, guys. Nice to be back.
It's good to be a regular thing.
I like it.
Yeah. Now, you guys are gathering a lot of steam, as I said before you came in.
Yes, we are.
We're starting to see more. We saw a bunch yesterday sitting up there by Warbirds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to see. This is a big year for us because Burt Rutan's going to be here. Tomorrow's Burt Rutan Day. There's a lot of other stuff going on, but it's our day. Burt's going to be honored in Boeing Plaza, and I was very, very flattered that the EAA asked me to help. And so Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience has delivered for them something that I don't think has ever been done before. Right now, we have gathered together one example of one flying example of every one of Burt's home-built designs, what I call his legacy airplanes. We have out there on the taxiway between home-built hangar and the Warbird Plaza a Solitaire that flies, a Quickie that flies, a Very Viggen flies. The Solitaire and Very Viggen are the only ones left that are flying. We have Long Easies, Very Easies, Defiance. Catbird will be here today. Unfortunately, the Boomerang had a maintenance problem. He won't be, but Rob Shearer's here with his Starship. We're going to fly all of them right here in front of the crowd at our Air Venture.
Nice.
That's cool.
Is that including the Starship? I've never seen one of those fly.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Yep.
We're going to have
Rutan
those
Air Force.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's a big deal for us. That was one of the goals of the Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience, was to collect up one flying example, and we're not there yet, but we're getting very close. But we tapped into the people in the community. Charlie Spinelli brought that Viggen all the way from Arizona. Well, everybody jumped on it and said, yeah, let's do it. And we got a lot of cool stuff going on. This morning we flew a four-plane formation flight. I don't think that's ever been done here at Oshkosh. We have a formation program. We've talked about that before. Just a lot of good stuff. So the airplanes will be on display in Boeing Plaza tomorrow with Burt's talking. Then we'll pull out, we'll go fly, we'll come back in. I think they'll be there for the rest of the afternoon and probably into the morning. Good big hand to the folks that jumped on this. So that's exciting.
It brings to mind a question. Are these aircraft, because they're composite, are they easier to bring back to life than a standard airplane that's been sitting in a barn for 20 years?
In a lot of ways, it's the same. The difference is the airframe doesn't suffer some of the corrosion. There's no corrosion issues with fiberglass, but it has metal parts in there you have to look at. Any airplane that's been sitting for 20 years, you really got to go through. And that's what we found when we had these airplanes donated to us. We have four airplanes now that fly. Three of them are here this year, and that's huge for us. The fourth one, well, we couldn't find a pilot. It's one of our problems. I jokingly say we're like the airline industry. We can't find pilots. So if you come to my forum, you hear about how our program works, maybe it might be something you want to get involved in, because we need people to get involved and fly these airplanes.
That's the whole idea, is keep them up there, right?
Yep.
How many are out there? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. It's hard to tell. Van can tell you how many kits for RVs he sold, but Burt sold thousands of plans. I've heard anywhere from 11,000 to 15,000, and it's really difficult to go into the FAA database and dig them out, because they get registered different ways. They're not always Long Easy, Very Easy. The builder might call it, Bob Smith's Easy or something like that. It takes a lot of data mining. So
okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll bring them out.
Yeah. Hope so too.
I hate to see airplanes sitting when they should be flying.
Absolutely, we do too. The worst thing in the world. But we've gotten some donated to us, and I'll mention this. This is huge, and I almost forgot it. Thursday, after we fly, after all those different types of airplanes fly, we taxi back in and go to Boeing Plaza. There's going to be a little ceremony, and one of those airplanes is going to be donated to the Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience. I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's a surprise. But we're going to have an airplane donated to us that flies. Donate right here at Air Venture.
Nice.
Yeah.
All you got to do is find a pilot to take it home.
Well, the guy donating is going to take it home for us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good.
It's awesome.
Well, you know what? I'm going to think big here. I'm hoping you guys wind up with the Starship. I think that's a cool airplane.
I'm not saying, but I would love that too, wouldn't I?
Yeah, right. That'd be flying in style, wouldn't it?
That would.
Anything's possible, you know?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's right.
We're grateful for anything we get. Our mission is to preserve and promote Burt Rutan's home-built designs, and we're doing it. Yeah, 5 years ago or 4 years ago when we first met, you had me on a show, you probably was thinking, man, this guy's crazy. Well, I'm pretty much going to prove to you this year that I am crazy.
Yep.
We got all these airplanes flying. We got a bunch of cool stuff going on, and I don't know what I was thinking. Most people thought I'd lost my mind. I titled this thing The Future of Rutan Design Symposium, and it's described as an open mic discussion with a panel of experts. And when I signed up for it, I really didn't know who the experts were going to be. But I started thinking about, okay, we're 40 years old. RVs are 40 years old. What do we do now? And the biggest difference between us and a lot of other kit planes and designs is there's businesses behind those airplanes. There's a guy pushed selling the plans, selling the parts. We've been orphaned for decades. And
right.
Yeah, so I wanted to hear from people, not just experts, but the general public, the flying public, what they think. How do we keep this going? Because my routine aircraft flying experience is there to help this stuff go, but I don't have all the answers. So I reached out to some people, and it surprised me who agreed to participate. I've got Dwayne Swing, owner of Velocity Aircraft. He's been selling Kennard kits for a long time.
Those are gorgeous.
Okay. Leonard Mulholland, who sells a little plans for an airplane called Legal Eagle that's really taken off, okay? Robert Harris, who sees all his stuff from the maintenance side, is a jet guy, the owner of Jet Guys. He sees it from the maintenance, restoration, modification side. And then I really reached out, and I'm very grateful he said yes, Dick Van Grusen.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's built a dynasty, okay?
Yep.
And, guy, he's pretty smart.
Yep.
So I'm hoping he has some advice for us. How do we, 20 years from now, I don't want to have to be still trying to save these airplanes, okay? 20 years ago, do you think we'd have this discussion? Who knows? But here we are, wondering what our future is going to be like. So, yeah.
I can remember a personal anecdote time. 1981, I went to California with my new wife, and we went to the Watsonville Air Show. And there were rows and rows of very easies right. and stuff parked, you know. And it's so unique because they all parked nose down, and they had like a T-hanger, so they were all nose into each other. And yeah. It was like, wow, this is just wild looking.
California's always had a little bubble of, there's a lot of them there. They were close to Mojave and everything. And what I was hoping to recreate this year was Easy Street, what we used to call it, when all those hundreds of easies parked out here in a flight line. The EA was gracious, and they put us on this row over here kind of so we could display all the different types, and we named that Easy Street too. So we'll, you know, maybe one day we'll have it out there, looks like there. But the good news is the easies are parked all over the airport. That's awesome. So
yep.
How many are here? I don't know. I haven't had a chance to get away and count them. So
still a perfectly viable design from a technologically and efficiency standpoint, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Bert did some smart things. Airplanes, you know, was way ahead of the time when it was designed, and it's still a very, very viable airplane. If you know, they're fast, they're fun to fly, they're just fun. Yeah,
they just you can't get plans anymore unless you go through the underground.
Well, you can actually. Plans are available on the internet, and they're free.
Huh?
Yeah, you can download plans. What you can't get is a full size template. And one of the things we're doing with RAFE is we're building a template library. Okay, so people that are building, what I'd hoped RAFE would become would be the single point resource for everything Rutan. That's a big task.
Yep.
And as a nonprofit, you know, we got to have funding to do that and people. The biggest news I have about RAFE is that we're growing. We got more volunteers. We've got these airplanes flying, and people attract people. And the more we do, the more we'll grow. It's actually kind of overwhelming me. So anybody that's interested and wants to know what we got going on, please come on by. One of the programs we have, right, just I want to hit on because I know we're running out of time. There's an airplane out there that I've never been so excited about, a Kennard that wasn't a Rutan design. It's called the Speed Kennard. It was made in Germany. We had an absolute blessing. We had this airplane donated to us. It's an absolutely beautiful airplane, and what makes it special to us is it's standard category, which means we can rent it. Okay, you can't rent an experimental. And it's fully dual control. You can't legally give dual instruction in an airplane that doesn't have a full set of dual flight controls. Most long easies, very easies, don't. And you really can't see much from back there. Trust me, I've tried to train people from back there. That Speed Kennard's like sitting in a T6. I could do everything in a back seat that you can do in a front seat except start the engine and switch radio frequencies. And it's the perfect trainer. Please come out and look at it. Petra Sobotka, she just went through our training program. She's the first person to ever transition from the Speed Kennard into a long easy. Everybody wants to fly a long easy and a very easy. We have the perfect tool now to train you how to do that.
Nice.
Sounds like you've got a swinging time going over there.
It's busy.
So where exactly are you on the field?
We are between Homebuilt Hangar and the Warbird Plaza, right on that road. We've got lots of traffic there. You can't miss us.
There's a tent or a booth or something set up?
You can't miss. There's a bunch of airplanes. We have some banners on them, people standing around. We got T-shirts. We got all kinds of stuff. Just come on by, walk down the road, look at the Solitaire, look at the Viggen, look at all the airplanes. The Catbird should be here later today. It's a good time. You'll
right.
see things you haven't seen in Oshkosh in a long time.
Do you guys have a website for those of us who can't make it over there?
Yes, sir. It's RutanAircraftFlyingExperience.org.
All one big word.
RutanAFE.org also works.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys, you've got some very lofty goals, and it looks like you're able to make a lot of them happen. I wish you guys success in the future.
Thank you.
You come back next year, make sure that we will update the situation with
We're
the
Rutan. We're not going to give up till we fly 50 airplanes over Oshkosh on the 50th anniversary.
There you go.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right. We've been joined by Richard Zadow of the Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.